I got no time for your nonsense tonight.
There are no time.
It's a gaming podcast.
Samosa.
So, Klaus had another dodgy samosa, is he?
Absolutely not. No, I'm just not well.
Clive, you're really quiet. I don't know if you are
very
for everyone.
Quiet, Clive.
I'm just ill.
Fuck, it's Danny's voice box.
Yeah, it really has. Yeah. Is that any better?
Yeah.
I guess so. You can sound a little less mopier.
I'll try. I'll try just for you, Bob. All right. So we'll say to start off with, we may be distracted by the Liverpool PSG game that kicks off in 15 minutes time. So we are recording this Tuesday night, everyone.
We can get this done in 15 minutes.
I reckon we could. There's not much to talk about this week for any of us, is there?
To be honest, there was a lot of shit games, wasn't there? Pretty much all Premier League games were pretty shit this weekend.
Pretty crap. Yeah, pretty crap weekend. We start with the one team that won, I guess, and that would be Chelsea Leicester.
We're the only team that won.
You're the only team that won, and you only got. Well, I mean, your result against Leicester is embarrassing as well, isn't it? Like, you only got a 1-0, wasn't it?
Listen, what do you mean? Only got a 1-0?
Listen, got him.
A win's a win, all right. Don't matter if you're in by 99 or 1.
I'm Palmer can't sure even score a penalty well. Anymore, can he?
I was... listen, all right?
Twice.
maybe there are people out there didn't know that, right? I was going to bring that in subtly. yeah, are we actually starting with Chelsea then?
Yeah, go ahead.
I mean, we were the only game that wasn't on TV, can I just say?
Because you're so shit. Right,
yeah. Well,
I was going to say it.
We're fucking above you, Luke. You need to calm down.
Yeah, but everyone's above us, mate.
Is it West Ham?
No, not right now.
it feels like it.
They should be. Chelsea. Yeah, what can I say? It was a nothing game, really. There were three penalty chances. Two, I think, maybe should have been given, but only one was. And it was, I think, the first pen was right at the start of the game. It was such a stupid pen. It was one of them, Sancho's near the edge of the box. And I think it was Christensen, not Chelsea's Christensen. He's stamped down on his foot. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing? But it did lead to some Cole Palmer history being made. His 13th penalty, and he missed it.
Unlucky and number 13, eh?
Missed it. But I know why he missed it, because... Maresco said after the game, this might not be common knowledge to everyone. Do you know why he missed it?
He had a bell.
He should have taken penalties.
He had a fever. He had a fever and he still wanted to play. Clive, you know, all right, because you're real right now. You know, look how hard you are to try and talk right now. All right?
I could still score penalty.
You couldn't do shit
and
right now.
Mate,
has he had a fever for the past 6 weeks then?
isn't a fever part of his celebration as well? Like, is that just not?
Oh,
what is that noise, Bob?
Was that Bob? Was it?
I think it was.
For fuck's sake!
I was just
Bob.
Drinking some water. Right, go on then.
We can't do it in the microphone.
We're doing it in the microphone.
Jesus Christ. Let me just dunk this in there.
Going back to it, isn't this celebration all about his fever anyway?
No, it's him just cooling off, cooling down. All right.
It's not his celebration anyway, is it?
Well, it's more than Rogers, isn't it? Own. All right. Stop. Crying out loud. Look, he's obviously a confidence player. And Clive, as you know, I am also a confidence player. I am also like Palmer. I'm very good at football. But I'm a confidence player. Why are you laughing? Three laughs. Well, I don't think I've ever seen you kick a ball.
Are you joking?
I don't think you can run anymore.
Let me tell him.
I mean,
you get out of breath standing up.
Bob's calling, mate.
I don't believe it. Oh, I've got a little tingle out of Clive there. Do you hear that? You like that one? He's got absolutely zero confidence right now. And because he didn't score, the hat-trick bet I was going to put on against Arsenal is now off. He needed that goal. Yeah, Chelsea just made hard work of it. I mean, Leicester, I think Van Nistelrooy set them up a little bit differently. He went super, super defensive, compact, and we just... I think we should have made more of the width, but we didn't. I don't think we were crossing the ball in much. I mean, who's the target man anymore? Who knows? Just couldn't break them down. It was a Cucurella shot from outside the box that got the goal in the end. And it was a good goal, but it was quite far out. It could have been blocked. Keeper maybe could have saved it. But again, you're relying on left-backs to score. I think he scored last week as well. Second worst team in the Premier League, and we can barely get a goal past them. Although, you know, going from not including the Southampton match, the weeks that we've had of shit since Christmas, at least we're making chances. At least we're having, we had 7 shots on target. I think it was the same last week and the week before that. Before that was none. No one was fucking shooting. No one was hitting the target. Palmer's still gone off the boil. There's nothing else to say. I don't know what's going on with Chelsea at the moment. I'm just happy that everyone else around us is underperforming to the point where we might even overtake Arsenal. Could you imagine?
Ooh, picture in picture.
I said that, Bob. No one else was impressed. I was like, this is new. That is more exciting than the Chelsea-Leicester game. Honestly, picture in picture on the podcast. But I got nothing else for you boys. It was a pretty shit game, and it was a boring 1-0.
Anyone else got anything to say about it?
Not really.
I mean, other than you said that Leicester are the second worst team in the league at the moment. I mean, based on points, yes, but I think in terms of performance, they are fucking diabolical. So you should be doing them better than 1-0.
Oh yeah, I still think no one is worse than Southampton, though. I mean, even we got 4 past them.
No, I actually think from the games that I've watched, the past 5 games or so, and the Southampton versus Leicester, I would fancy Southampton against Leicester because Leicester have been shit. They were so bad against us. But at least
they're in double digits. I cannot believe 28 games into a season and a team is still on single digits.
Yeah, well, that happens sometimes.
That's piss poor. But yeah, yeah, we should have done better, but 1-0 was fine. And like I said, City dropping points. Fourth is looking a little bit tastier now. You got an outside chance at third, even a long shot chance at second. And if we beat Arsenal, we're what, 2 points off you? And that's crazy because we've had a very topsy-turvy season. To end up potentially being 2 points behind Arsenal at this stage is mental to me. But yeah, it is what it is.
It is what it is, yeah. I've got nothing to add because I didn't watch any of it because I was ill, so...
Oh, here he goes again. Fuck it now.
Stop eating them samosas, Kai, for fuck's sake.
I can't help it. Just love me a good samosa.
From the same garage.
All right, if no one's got anything to add about that and Cole Palmer being shit nowadays.
Poor guy.
I'm gonna regret saying that, you watch.
I really hope so.
I know you do. Tottenham Bournemouth had some goals in it, at least.
It did. The 4-0 predictions, and Alex kindly told me.
You got the amount of goals, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's all that counts, isn't it?
Don't give him that.
It was a shit game. Like, I we weren't 5-0 down. In like as Clive mentioned to me about Romero in the first like 1 minute,
rusty as fuck. First 10 minutes, he tried to set it up 3 times. I think.
Sure, no. Oh my! This is nothing. I'm watching it, And I'm seeing us go forward and the crowd are getting behind us and the commentators are like, oh, you know, you're blah, 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 blah. And then they turn around. I'm just like, what the fuck?
Because I was going to say something about this. Has he changed his style finally? Because you're not as free-flowing or out attack as you were at the start of the season.
He doesn't look
like he changed his way.
He hasn't changed the tactic because the players are still doing the same thing, which I noticed in the game, whereby when they're pushing forward, you'll see the wing backs pushing up as well. But then what's happening is that's what's causing us problems. Is teams are seeing that and they're seeing that space, and that's what kept happening. Jed Spence out of space, Poro out of space, like out of position. Sorry, not space. Out of position, and then there's space. Then there is space for the other team, and that's what they were finding. Is that this whole tactic? It does work. It's just that they need to get the ball, and we keep giving it away. Bissouma is a waste of fucking space, and Poro bad, mate.
Couple of good crosses.
Bad. Yeah, he's good at crossing. He's good that far up the field, but getting him to defend, he's just non-existent. Terrible. But we were just lucky. Like, Sarr's goal was just luck. That was meant to be a cross. It was a good finish, but it was a cross. And then the penalty, which was very, very light. It was still a penalty, but it was a light penalty. And that was about it.
So you've got a couple of players back, but obviously a couple of players out as well. Like Kulusevski's, how long is he out for now?
I'm not too sure yet.
Because you got.
I don't think they've
got Johnson back. He started, didn't he? Solanke started.
Yeah.
Son was put on the bench, wasn't he? He didn't start.
No, Son started.
Did he?
Okay. Yeah.
He had a very, very quiet first half then.
Yeah, he was. It wasn't great.
Madison came on very late, didn't he?
Huh?
Or did he not?
I can't remember. I really can't remember. I was just the game just pissed me off, mate. The game just pissed me off. And I just didn't want to watch it.
Start calling you Chris Kamara, mate.
Yeah. I don't want to talk about it. To be fair.
You want his mental health break?
No, just watching Tottenham is just so frustrating. I don't care. Like, Odegaard looked fucking quality. Like, you remember, like, Lennon when we had him? He used to just run down the wing, take on players. His crossing weren't great, but how good was it just seeing a player take on a proper winger? Like, that's why I like Doku. City, he doesn't give a shit. He just take him on. He might get tackled 3 or 4 times, but then he's tried to do it 10 times and he's succeeded 5 times. You know, I want to see wingers. At least pacey wingers take on players and just try something. Get the crowd going. Get something going. Yeah. At the moment, it's just boring. It's just boring football.
The problem with that is the wingers aren't wingers anymore, are they? They're attacking forwards.
No.
So their job's not supposed to be to get crosses in. It's supposed to get in there and get the goals like Salah.
Yeah.
I can't recall many wingers or attacking forwards that do get down the line and put crosses in regularly with massive numbers. Like, you talk about Doku, his goal and assist numbers are probably under 10, right?
Wan-Bissaka.
Wan-Bissaka's a defender, isn't he?
Yeah, but he still gets down the line, gets crosses in. He plays in that wing-back position occasionally.
So you're saying he's an out? He's a winger.
I'm not saying he's an out and out winger. No, just saying.
Okay, I mean, we were talking about wingers, Bob. So
yeah, but he plays in a fucking wing position sometimes, Clive. For fuck's sake!
Jesus, how many goals and assists does he have combined?
73.
Great season.
That's just goals.
Is he playing for a different West Ham?
Yeah, East Ham. West Ham women's.
I knew he was going to say that. That'd be the only time that would be believable.
How dare you?
Going back to Tottenham though, I watched the first half and it looked like you were in trouble a lot of the time. As you say, they were exploiting when you come forward, but I still didn't like. At the start of the season, Bob was talking about how good you were to watch. I can't say I've seen that from Tottenham in the last. And I know you're going to say injuries, blah blah blah. But I can't remember actually sitting there thinking, "God, Tottenham are playing good football at the moment."
I completely agree with you, Clive. I think you are correct because the whole idea of regardless of injuries or not, the whole idea is that he has that philosophy, doesn't he? He has that football that he wants to play. So regardless of injuries or not, the idea that he kept playing those players and rotating them, the youngsters and stuff like that, in different positions in the whole game, is that he wanted to keep that same philosophy. It was only in like one of those Europa League games or whatever it was, one of the games that he changed it completely and we won or done, I can't remember what it was now. Yeah, Brentford game. That was it, yeah. And that was like the only time. But outside of that, he's been doing the same thing. So not just the injuries, it's just, I agree with you. It hasn't looked like that team, even when the players have come back, that attacking team. Teams, what I'm seeing from Tottenham, and you probably saw it as well, Clive, is that we're giving that ball away so much. And teams are capitalising on that. And it's so easy because there's so much space for them to play. Because we just keep giving it away.
I said it when I think near the start of the season, because Arsenal used to have that problem. Like we used to attack so far down the wings when we didn't have a defensive midfielder. Every single time opposition got the ball, they'd just ping it out to our left back position or our right back position because they know there'd be no player there. So you just have a quick winger and they will just rip you apart. And it happened to us for like 2-3 seasons, like when we had Granit Xhaka sitting there being the defensive midfielder because he couldn't get across. But you play, normally at least 2 holding midfielders when you're playing this kind of style, right?
You play three. You play Bentancur, Saar, and fucking Bissouma.
Surely they can get across.
You play 3 defensive midfield players and yet we nearly conceded 3 goals for 10 minutes.
I mean the first 2 were from playing it around at the back.
But that's what's happened to us all season though, Clive. We've been playing it at the back all season and it's caused us all kinds of problems because teams are like, well, okay, Tottenham, you want to pass it to your shitty defenders that can't pass the ball out or midfielders that can't seem to control the ball with their back behind the goal or whatever the word is for it, back towards the goal. You know what I mean? Yeah. You just saw it in that game. Like Bissouma giving it away. Bergvall nearly gave it away. Or did give it away. You know, Saar would do it. Madison done it.
That's where because Bournemouth are one, when you predicted 4-0, there was
questions. Oh, it was a crazy result.
Just because of how good Bournemouth have been this year.
But
they are one of the best teams at pressing defenders in possession.
The quality.
Just change it up. I just think your manager is so naive.
Tactical genius, mate.
If he changes it up, that doesn't stop the fact of our players not being able to fucking control ball properly and keep trying to do stupid turns and it gets
further away from the goal.
It does, and the hoofing the ball up will probably help him or play a bit more wider. But you know what was his name? Not Spence, Johnson. He only appears when balls are going across the box. His defensive work is shocking.
Oh, yeah.
Just doesn't want to track back at all. And then Porro is always out of position. And then he's giving it away. And it was his fault for one of the goals as well. And it's just every week. I'd understand if someone did some amazing play.
Their first goal, the one that Porro was, went very far forward and then didn't get back. It was
we lost the ball, didn't it?
Cross. What a cross by the Bournemouth player.
The cross was thing. I know that they blame Spence, and I'm obviously an advocate of wanting Spence to be quality. And they obviously mentioned about he should have been there. But that ball was just phenomenal. That cross was so good.
Superb cross.
It was a perfect cross. But like Porro, I understand where he lost it. Like any player loses the ball there. How is there no one in that position to cover Porro? Porro's trying to track his ass back. I'm still annoyed about that shitty pass. But like, no one covered him with three defensive midfield players. I can't believe like at least one or two people didn't get across there. So I don't have the football ones, so I don't know what
Liverpool should have been scoring there.
Oh, fair enough. But yes, it's just that's what's happened, Clive, with us, is that we keep giving the ball away and they keep scoring. And it's and I was going to mention about Arsenal, but do you remember that time Omri, obviously you remember it, is that Omri ran through a hole of our squad and they didn't close him down quick enough and he banged it in. But still, that was a great goal. That was a good one-man goal of our team not pressing, where we didn't lose the ball. He just ran the whole of the fucking field and just scored. It happens. They're goals that, okay, you concede, fair play, we should have closed him down, but the player's done something magical there. But Porro, give the ball away at the other end of the field and the player's got so much space to run into to get a great cross in, and then they score from it. For me, that's a mistake. That's a shitty mistake and shitty team play where our players are not coming across to, especially that far up the field. If it was up middle of the park, fair enough, players have gone forward and out of space. But this was not far from their edge of their box. And he's run all the way down the line. And it's frustrating. But the good cut of the draw, you know, a penalty is a penalty. As I said, it was still a bit, I still don't think it was some referees may not give it. Some referees would. VAR seem to give it, but I think it was just a little knock.
I was watching the rugby at that point, I think.
But I'll take it and I'll take the draw. I want the win, but the way our performance is, we robbed them of that, to be fair. But yeah, I don't even know what we got next.
I'll tell you that in a second. Fulham.
Fuck's sake.
Yeah, another top of the table clash there. top ten clash, sorry.
Yeah.
Anybody else want to talk any more Spurs?
Can we go back to saying Ange out yet?
I mean,
he's gone off the board again, isn't he?
We're not this Thursday, won't we?
They're not losing games at the moment, though, are they? They're drawing at least.
They lost last week.
Oh, of course. AZ. What? Akmar?
Well, and...
stuff like that.
And...
Man City. Man City.
That's, two losses and a draw.
Yeah.
It's all falling apart.
Well, if we win this week, it could be a win, and then we beat Fulham. That's two wins, and then it's like Andrew's like balancing on one of those like tight ropes at the moment.
If you go out of Europe this week, he's done.
I think honestly, so as
if you
well.
Go out of Europe, he's done.
Yeah, there's no way he's if you lose that second tire.
I wouldn't be surprised, to be fair, because I think we've got near enough a full squad again. So I'd be surprised. Yes, okay, they're not all match fit. I understand that, but with that sort of team. We've got to be beating them.
Well, you're like with a fully fit team, you've got to be favourites to win that competition. Like,
United would be the only team. Yeah, and the way that we're both playing at the moment. Really? Yeah. Oh well, they turned up against you, didn't they? United. If we want to go to Arsenal next,
they do tend to. Well, we can go to Arsenal next. If we're all ready for that.
I
think Liverpool have had more of the ball in this fucking second leg than they did in the whole 90 first. Minutes. What the fuck? They look completely different though, don't they? It's like they've got a rocket out of their ass.
Yeah. Right, on that note, we'll stop watching the PSG game and talk about Arsenal, Manchester United. It was a boring match for the first half. Nothing really happened. We had a lot of the ball. Didn't really create any chances. I think we had one shot that went wide. Marino snatched at. Ethan Nwori had a bit of an off game, in my opinion. He kind of lost the ball a lot. Maybe there's a bit too much pressure on him at the moment to deliver. Trossard, again, unless he's a super sub, he doesn't really offer too much, in my opinion. We just kind of got the ball to the final third and then decided a little bit like Tottenham to turn around and start again. Without any real penetration or any real ideas. I think we had a fair few corners that we did nothing with. But and just before half time, they get a silly free kick to give away. Trossard didn't really need to bring the player down. I'm not going to talk about the distance with a wall because I'm sure there'd be other matches where that's happened as well.
Did you hear from the actual referees on that? On the as long as the wall is there's no law for it to be. I can't get the words out, but if it's over 10, it doesn't matter. There's no law, but it is under.
I mean, I guess that the referee should be walking out the minimum, like the maximum or minimum length to the wall. And yeah, then the wall can decide if they want to take a step back or not. But if he's marked it at 11 yards or whatnot, and again, it's not me making this point. I'm sure it's happened in other games.
It's never exact, to be fair. It's their stride, isn't it, at the end of the day?
Yeah. But like, then it's not the Arsenal players' choice to stand where they were in that wall. Like, because if they walked forward a yard, he would have told them, get back, I've sprayed the line.
Yeah, I don't know. Did you see so many games where they walk forward a yard, even with that, and they kick it as well, don't they? They kick the thing and the referee just lets it go most of the time. But these things, I mean, unfortunately, it happens to Arsenal. these things, you just keep changing the rules here, Clive, don't you? Get them to try and change the rules in the book.
We don't. They keep doing it to us.
Yeah. But I think if it was under and then they took the free kick and then you went and scored from it, I don't think they would have pulled anything back and they would have just continued and that would have been it. You scored the goal and then it would have been a kick up. Of it, but
United
I think
fans
because
would have
it's,
been fucking
well,
crying,
yeah, United yeah. fans would have been crying, yeah, exactly. Yeah. And I think, well, obviously, Arsenal fans have been loving it, but I think because of the wall was just a little bit over, by the way, it's only like a yard over.
Oh,
1-0 PSG. Well,
yeah, is it a goal?
Yeah,
it's a goal.
Who scored?
Dembele.
Oh, PSG. Yeah, just because it's a yard over, I don't think it's that big of a deal, to be fair. And the keeper's positioning was shocking.
The keeper's positioning was a bit woeful for me. But then again, he made up for it later on in the game, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did.
Made a couple of big saves.
Yeah, but you always knew Man United were going to turn up for this big game. They tend to do it.
Yeah, they do tend to raise their game a little bit. And as I say, we like even when we got back into the game, when Rice scored and it did look like we were having better attacks and whatnot, as soon as Rice scored, again, we took our foot off the throat and just eased up a little bit. And one of the things is, obviously, he took Thomas Partey off and we lost all control of the ball in midfield at that point. I don't understand the sub of Thomas Partey.
Is it because you got Champions League?
Maybe, but we're 7-1 up. We don't need Thomas Partey this week during the game.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
I think it was tactical to try and get something else out of the game. But yeah, we just lost control. Just made us go completely unbalanced. I've said it a few times this season. Especially when it comes to Thomas Partey, what Arteta does with him just at times does make me scratch my head. I think he's going to be a very good player for someone else next season when he leaves on the free. So, we shall see. But other than that, there wasn't too much else. Raya again made some great saves. Declan Rice made an absolute worldy tackle after Marino lost it.
I saw that. Yeah, that was That was a quality challenge. I saw that and I was like, yeah, Clyde's going to be wanking over that one. That was that was a good challenge. Because that could have cost you the game.
Yeah, that would have been 2-1 and that's it. We wouldn't have got a second goal at that point, I don't think. But it is a struggle to see where the goals are coming from. Martinelli's back. That's one positive. Be interesting to see if he tries him down the middle. Because when he come on, Mourinho did go back into defence. I think Trossard went as a false nine at that point. But it does tell you everything you need to know about his faith in Sterling. Like, the fact that he doesn't even get a sniff. Kieran Tierney comes on before Sterling when we need a goal. Kind of tells you everything you need to know about that loan move.
He's fucking dog shit. It's
done and dusted, really, isn't it?
Can't stand him. I'm glad you can all see it.
So yeah, I think that's it for my take for the game. Well and truly has just done the final now in anyone's hope for any kind of title.
I've been saying that for weeks. Final now.
Oh, I have been because I've been realistic about it for weeks.
I'll tear out.
Not in a million years.
But it is done now, isn't it? You're playing for nothing now.
We're playing for Champions League.
You're going to get top four.
It's getting players back now, and the hope is to have a push at Champions League. Like, next round will be Real Madrid or Atletico Madrid. Without a striker, I don't see us getting through that. But
that might be sad,
stranger things have happened.
Yeah, I don't think you'll be out of top four, but I think if you finish third and let Chelsea finish above that, that's just.
I don't see Chelsea finishing above Forest now. Like, Forest with what are they, 7 points?
Oh, I'm not sure.
7 points what?
No, I was thinking of City for whatever reason.
I think they're 5 points, aren't they?
We're 2 points behind Forest and they're 4 points behind you.
Yeah. I'm on Forest. I'd finish third to Forest, if I'm honest. That'd be funny. Just for the lols. Anything else?
No.
Bobby's well and truly distracted.
I really am. Yeah.
It's the quietest podcast we've ever had, Bob, and he's got to talk about West Ham now. Being pulled right back into the relegation battle with a loss to Newcastle.
Oh, wait, we forgot to ask. What about striker?
Do it for Mitchell. I did say to him, don't make me say it. When he started saying, about a striker, I can't see us winning.
Oh, dear. And the press where he was asking, what's his name? And
he just walked off, didn't he?
It was Collet.
Maybe Gabriel Martinelli's all the answers now. Maybe he'll play up top. Maybe Saka will play when he's back with Ethan staying out on the right.
When's he back?
Apparently he started grass training this month. So hopefully by the end of the month.
Was he doing clay training before?
Oh, Luke! You beat me to it!
Two great minds, Mitch. Two great minds.
Oh dear. Right, West Ham Newcastle. Bob, take it away.
Yeah.
Oh, Bob's brilliant.
Do you know what? It's a really frustrating game for me because I actually feel like we played okay. We should have scored in about the first 2 minutes. Suchek should have scored. It was just a game of really, really bad decisions. I think something isn't clicking at the moment. We're a little bit toothless going forward. I don't think he's really got what he wants to do right yet. Yesterday he played.
Has he started Ferguson yet?
No, he hasn't started him yet. And he played Bowen and Kudus both at top yesterday. Which just didn't really, I don't know, I just don't, there was a couple of good little interactions, but I don't know, it just, something ain't clicking going forward. When I talk about bad decisions, I just mean, like, do you remember, I can't remember how long ago it was, but you know, like Mavropanos when he shot from about 80 yards when we had like 1 minute left. Like it was just stuff like that. And I think when it got to about the 86th minute, we were still just playing it around, just trying to keep possession of the ball, which I get. But at the same time, we've just taken on Evan Ferguson, Danny Ings, going full out, pretty much all of our attacking players are on the pitch at this point. And you're thinking, like, just fucking go for it. But it's just, I don't know, stupid balls, putting it out of play. Like, it was just fucking frustrating, really. But overall, I think we looked okay in possession. We had shots on target. I think the commentators were talking about how tired and whatever Isak looked. But I think Kilman just completely took him out of the game yesterday. Just kept on him the whole game. And the goal was a stupid one to concede. We gave I can't remember who it was that played the ball now. I think it was Harvey Barnes, and we just gave him far too much space at the edge of the box. He took a shot and it rebounded back to him, and just no one ran towards the ball. We just kind of stood there and watched him, little flick over the top, and then old fuckface scored, didn't he? What's his name?
Bruno Guimarães.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, he was pissing me off yesterday, little fucking whingy wanker. He does my head in. But yeah, it was overall, it was really frustrating to watch, because it just felt like every time we was going forward, I didn't think anything was going to happen. And Kudus, he's really lacking that finishing product. He'd be quality. He reminds me of Doku in a way. Like, he's so good at running at people and getting past people, but then it's just his final little touch or whatever. Just like, it was through on goal yesterday, and he tried like a little, you know, Cruyff turn around the defender, and just completely stacked it. You just think, you fucking tit, just shoot. Like, what are you doing? Yeah, no, that was about it, really. I feel like after saying that's about it, I just ranted for about 4 minutes about how shit we were.
We needed it.
Yeah.
And for another four if you want.
I don't know how we're going to resolve it, though. I think it's going to need us, really, to buy a striker, or I don't know, maybe start Evan Ferguson, play Kudus and Bowen on the left and right again, because isn't clicking.
Surely he's going to start playing him. Otherwise, what's the point of loaning him?
Like, yeah, I know. And yeah, it doesn't make sense to me either, but he's been brought on, and I think he is having an impact. He's getting into good areas and stuff, but I think by the time he comes on and the amount of game time, he hasn't really had enough time to make a proper impact and show what he's all about. And I don't really know the reasons behind that.
Yeah, maybe he's still coming back from injury or whatnot.
Maybe, but then you'd think, you know, what's it been now? It's like about a month, isn't it? You'd think maybe you would start him, or at least bring him on at half time. I think the earliest start he's had maybe about the 65th minute or something. So, yeah, I don't know. But obviously, Newcastle, I would have come out of that game. If we got a point, I would have been happy with that, really. I know I said we was going to win, because I actually thought we was going to. The reason I thought we was going to is because obviously they've got the Carabao Cup final coming up. Gordon was out. And I thought maybe they might take it a little bit easy. And to be honest, I don't think really they played that well. Like, I've seen Newcastle play better than what they played against us. I just don't think we definitely didn't take our chances when we should have. And we had a few of them. But yeah, I think that's the main problem at the moment, but I'm sure we'll get there.
There's not many games left.
But we've got Everton next, so we can teach them a lesson.
Moisey Bear.
You're Moisey right Bear. Back in the relegation.
Yeah. But yeah, there isn't long left. But I do think it's one of them where it's like, you know, the season's writ off now. Like, we've got nothing to play for. We're not in any cups or anything. So just have a good rest of the season. I suppose the positives to take out of it is we haven't had an absolute thumping yet. since Potter's taken over. Because they might do. They might do, and I'll eat my words. But that is the positive. I think we're keeping hold of the ball better. I just think when it comes to going forward, because when we was under Lopetegui, I think he was trying to do the kind of high line thing, and I just don't think we were built for it. Really, we weren't really good at that high press. And Potter's obviously dropped it back a bit, making sure that people are behind the ball when they should be. And defensively, we look a lot better, with the exception of the goal yesterday. I think structurally, defensively, we look really good. And Wan-Bissaka is just fucking quality. He's our best player of the season by a mile, I would say.
So to talk about one of the non-positive West Ham things then, Lucas Paqueta.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Well, he's been getting yellow cards.
They're talking about a lifetime ban.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean,
he's going to Saudi Arabia, isn't he?
Yeah. If it happens, it happens. You know what I mean? Fat like, he's had maybe about four good games this season. So fuck him, really, if he wants a lifetime ban. But yeah, I can see it because I'm sure he got done for similar things before. So the lifetime ban is probably on the basis that he's already had some kind of charges against him.
Repeat offence.
Yeah. But you'd think that he wouldn't be stupid enough. I think it's something to do with his family or something. Have been putting bets on, and then he was intentionally getting yellow cards. But yeah, I mean, only he knows if that's true or not, and his family, if they've got like multi-million pounds or whatever.
I mean, they already do, because he's a fucking football player, for fuck's sake.
yeah. But, I don't think, like, it'd be different if it was Jared Bowen. I'd be, you know.
I mean, his father-in-law's a dodgy fucker, so, you know.
He's a nice guy. Wasn't he ex-noble or something?
Yeah.
Or came from royalty. I don't know. It was on like.
What's a load of bollocks?
No, it's true. It's true. It was on This Is Your Life or some shit.
This Is Your Life.
But yeah, like if it was a player. What?
Don't worry.
If it was a player like Bowen, then I actually feel like I would be a bit more impacted by it. But because it's Paquetá, I mean, these South Americans, mate, you can never trust them, can you? So,
well, we had a massive following in South America, Bob. You fucked it, haven't you?
Well, they're all up to it, aren't they? They're all fucking betting and stuff. Yeah. Name me one South American that hasn't had a dodgy bet.
So in one of the group chats, they were talking about a push as well in the game, Bob. I went to bed last night.
I'm not having that. Like, if it was against us, I would have been, fuming if a penalty was given. There was two occasions. So one where Bowen was going, I think the push on Bowen was more of a penalty for us. The other push was, there was a push on Kilman, for Guimaraes' goal, I think a push by Isak, but it was pretty soft. It was one of them where he's kind of jumping for it. It was a soft touch, so maybe it would have caused him to go over, but I don't think it's enough to give a penalty. And then the Bowen one, he was running towards goal, and it looks like actually quite a forceful push on his back, but obviously the referee didn't give it on the pitch and it was never going to get overturned, so I'm not that upset about it.
Look at you taking the high road on it.
Well, I mean, I'm not an Arsenal fan, am I? So.
No, you're not. No, unfortunately. You'd be a good Arsenal fan, Bob.
Thank you. Yeah. So would you.
No, you wouldn't. You.
I think that's a wrap on the games then. So we can move into Man versus AI, right?
Man versus AI left.
Yeah, I can't believe we got 44 minutes out of them shit games, to be honest.
I know. I thought it was going to be a struggle. Man versus AI. So, Man versus AI, Dylan Noise Mitchell.
A beep, boop, boop, beep.
Sexy time. Right, so recap on last week's predictions. No laughing. AI predicted a 2-1 Chelsea win against Leicester and got 1 point. It predicted a 3-1 Tottenham win, got 0 points. Predicted a 2-1 Arsenal win, got 0 points. Predicted a 2-2 West Ham Newcastle draw. So in total, got 1 point. Bob predicted a 2-1 West Ham win, 0 points. Clive predicted a 2-0 United win, 2-0 Arsenal win, got 0 points. Mitchell predicted a 4-0 Leicester Chelsea win against Leicester, got 1 point. And Luke, drum roll please, predicted a 4-0 Tottenham win and got 0 points. So AI is now on 80 points, not much of a shift. Humans are on 60 points, still a lovely 20 points behind.
Jesus Christ.
Mitchell has extended his lead at top by easily 1 point.
Well, Mitchell.
18.
Well,
Five is on 17. Bob is on 16. And Luke is yet to break double digits like Southampton.
Oh.
He is on 9 points.
Did we agree that whoever wins, all the other members of the podcast have to pay 100 quid to him?
No,
we did not.
Huh?
No.
What?
In fact, we agreed quite the opposite. He has to pay £100 to everyone else.
Well, I'm not winning. I predict Chelsea are going to beat Arsenal 10-0.
Cool. I'll put that down.
Yeah, you can't change mine now.
Actually, we
were. Right, so we will start with Everton versus West Ham. Bob, what are you saying?
I'm going to go 2-1
West Ham.
2-1 West Ham. You said that like such a West Ham fan. I'm going to go fucking 2-1 West Ham, but I
mean, I didn't say fucking.
Bangers and mash.
At one point. Bangers and mash.
Luke, Fulham versus Tottenham. Fulham at home.
Can you let AI decide what the result's going to be? Because I don't fucking want to do it.
I mean
we will. That's part of the game. You know?
We've only done it for like 30 weeks.
Yeah. Fuck it. Let's go. Fuck. Let's go. Are we away?
Yes.
Oh, fuck's sake. I'll go 1-1.
Oh, what the shit is ridiculous. Oh,
fuck's sake. In fairness, I wanted to go a loss, but.
Oh, man.
I just can't see it at the moment. I just can't see
it. A loss or a win?
Well, no, I can see a loss. I can't see a win.
Predict a loss.
I mean, I'm sure he'll play Van der Ven in the next. I'm sure he'll play Van der Ven next week.
All right, 1-1's gone down. Arsenal v Chelsea. Arsenal at home, so I get to predict first. Neither of us has score goals. I'm going 1-1. I've gone 1-1. Mitchell, what are you saying?
What did you say? 1-0?
Yeah.
You're a thieving bastard. I was between 1-0 or 0-0 because I think it's going to be a shit game.
Mitchell.
Yes.
You've already got an Arsenal fan already predicting his team to draw and not even go for the league now. So if I was you, I'd just go 2-1.
What, Arsenal?
Why would you take any advice from Luke who's not out of double digits?
I've actually been predicting everyone else's fucking games. But
I don't know if you have.
Yeah.
If we had a better...
got one right.
No, you haven't got one right, have you?
I got the West Ham one.
Yeah, one right. You've got one right.
That's one more than you, Clive, all right?
I've got a bang one or two. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Don't do it, Mitchell.
No, listen, I'd have been braver if we'd had a better performance against Leicester. But Arsenal are shit at the moment. And
we should help on the hat trick.
If he scored against Chelsea Leicester, three. I said. And he didn't. And he missed a fucking penalty. I am going 1-0 as well, Clive.
Oh, you loser. Cole Palmer doesn't turn up in big games.
1-0 as well.
Yeah,
which means he's going to turn up against Arsenal.
He's not.
Just doesn't want me to go above him. That's all it is.
I'm safe if I do that. No, I'd already decided 1-0. I was tempted by a 0-0, but yeah, 1-0.
Mate.
Okay. Right, I'm just going to go to
Chelsea are going to win, and I'm calling it here.
Well, go on then.
I'm calling it. I'm 2-1 Chelsea. No, I don't put bets on because I'm shit. But I'm going 2-1 Chelsea.
I'll put down Luke's prediction.
Okay.
It's just, if we were at home, I'd be like, maybe.
Wait, what did you say, Mitchell?
1-0.
Oh, fucking hell.
Yeah.
Pussy.
Yeah.
We are just talk about 2 points behind Arsenal if they beat him.
Real
and
shit.
And he goes and puts a draw down.
Yeah, but then it's like, it's almost like reverse psychology, isn't it? If I went 2-1, no, we draw 1-1. It does. The universe is powerful.
No.
It does
no,
this shit.
Universe is shit.
Look, no wonder you're bottom.
Yeah, no, I agree. But my team in Chelsea or Arsenal, so come on.
Just you're bet. Not wrong, just Luke. It, you are not wrong.
Just do it. Just do it.
You couldn't be further from the Pride of London.
That hurts.
Right, I've got the AI predictions in, and reading a little bit ahead, it's a bit fucked. But here we go.
Oh, okay.
Everton versus West Ham. Oh.
Fuck
it. Is that what AI said? Fucking hell.
Yeah.
prediction, Everton 1, West Ham 2.
Oh, fuck off.
Everton is tough to beat at home, but their goal scoring issues might hurt them. They've been pretty good at scoring recently. West Ham has more attacking options with Bowen, Kudus, capable of creating chances. A hard fought game, but West Ham snatches this with their quality in attack.
Quality
in attack. Yeah, I told you it's a bit out there. Arsenal versus Chelsea. Prediction, Arsenal 2, Chelsea 1. Arsenal has been strong at home. Will dominate possession. Chelsea can be dangerous on the counter, but Arsenal's defence is more solid. Expect Saka or Odegaard to play a key role in deciding this match.
Wow. Saka's only just started playing on grass.
Saka, I doubt he'll be playing, but yeah, okay, anyway. Fulham versus Tottenham. Prediction, Fulham 1, Tottenham 3. Spurs' attacking style should prove too much for Fulham. Fulham might need to score through set piece or a Mitrovic, doesn't play for them anymore, style striker, but their defence is likely to struggle. Son, Maddison and Kulusevski to make the difference for Spurs.
Oh, Kulusevski's injured.
Exactly. It's a bit out there at the moment.
Mate, you need to do better terms on AI. You need to go like season fucking future or something. I don't know what the fuck terms you're putting in, mate.
Well, yeah, they're doing it.
Yeah, I can't figure the word.
To be fair, Luke, if you were doing proper predictions, I think the table between humans and AI would be a lot tighter.
It would be, 100%. If Luke actually predicted when he thought Spurs would lose.
Yeah, I mean, look at the rest of us. We're all, what, 17, 16, 15? I'm off the top of my head here. So let's round you in there with a 15 as well. We'd only be 5 points off.
5 points behind.
Okay, now.
I told you.
No, we wouldn't.
No, yeah, you got. Don't, Bob. I'd already clocked it in my head, but I was like, if no one else says it, I'm not going to correct it. Fuck's sake.
So, any last thoughts? Otherwise, we're under an hour at the moment, boys.
Under it.
I like it. Do we want to do a what if theory?
Oh, fucking hell.
Only if I don't have to participate because my head hurts. And
What if Arsenal bought a striker?
Here we go. Just now.
That's great.
We'll not win the title this year.
How's he giving that to fucking PSG? Oh, my God. It's like the Luke 1, bro. Did you hear Virgil van Dijk say that?
I did, yeah. I mean,
oh, class, then.
That's
it, he's done.
Yeah, I'm done, boys. I'm going. Right. Love you all.
See
ya. Real.
Wait, have you stopped recording?
No, not yet.
Oh, okay. All right.
Any final words?
That's it. Cut it there.
A Chewbacca.
Was that a word?
I don't know. I'm tired. I'm in bed at the moment.
Ooh.
We don't want to know that.
Oh, okay.
All right. Bye.
Bye.